were down just over 3%. That's in comparison to the same first 6 months of the year a year ago.
Grand Forks City Finance Director Maureen Storstead says she has yet to see a complete breakdown on how each sector is performing this year, but she says there are some national trends a person can look to.
Nationwide, you know, sales tax, I know, is impacted, I think, partially due to online sales. People shop in a different way. That's probably part of it.
Minot City Finance Director David Lakefield says with 5 months of budget numbers in, the city is trending above budget expectations, but still down slightly from 2017. Lakefield says there are several factors to look at when considering the numbers. He says low oil prices and the resulting slowdown in employment is one factor. The ongoing low ag commodity prices are also playing a role. And Lakefield says overall, it creates some uncertainty in the region.
So people aren't spending that money and they're just holding on to it a little bit longer and maybe just buying the necessities. And that's, I think, what's driving our decrease in sales tax collection.
Lakefield says he hasn't seen solid numbers, but he says anecdotally, the strength of the American dollar is also slowing visits and purchases from Canadian visitors.
You know, the shopping that they do down here, it also equates into hotel stays and other things in the city. You know, a lot of that is dependent on the strength of the U.S. dollar and how it compares. You know, typically a lot of our goods here in the States are probably a little bit cheaper than they are in Canada. But with the discount of the Canadian dollar, you know, that savings goes away.
Lakefield says he's hoping to see things turn around or at least level off. He says activity around the state fair will be a strong indicator of what direction the trend is taking. For Prairie Public, I'm Todd McDonald.